all the people living in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says Yochin. Rashi says Yochin and Kohen Gadol. Shagozer Allah of Amai Besaita. He was the one to make this gezerah that if you buy tefua, buy wheat or peiros off an Amoritz in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take off demai. The Perek Egla Rufa. Now, when Yochin and Kohen Gadol went to look around the whole Eretz Yisrael, see what's doing there, he saw a raw shein mafrish shenela truma gedolah bavad. He saw that the Amoratzim, all that you were taken off, was only truma gedolah. Mashenkin, nothing else. So therefore, he made a takona of demai. But I call upon him to take off truma gedolah. You don't have a chiyuv to, because for sure the Amoratz already took off truma gedolah. Now, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni nami loy. He says you don't have to give away the Maaser Rishon and the Maaser Oni of these tefuos. Why? Because the klal is hamotzi mechaveru all over raya. What you have to do is you have to be mafresh it though. You have to separate 1/10 for Maaser Rishon and 1/10 for Maaser Oni. So the Maaser Rishon, the pshat is the mitzvah, give it to the Levi. But in whose moment is it? It's not hegdish. Like the Bailam isn't allowed to eat it. It's only a shaila. Who does it belong to? Does it belong to the Levi or not? So since it's a suffix, if it belongs to the Levi or not, the klal is by mumnis, hamoitzim mechaveru all over raya. Therefore, after you mafresh it, you have a right to keep it. Who are din Maaser Oni? Maaser Oni has no kedusha on the money, on the peiros. It's just a mitzvah, you have to give it to an oni. So now that you buy these tefua, these peiros off an amoritz, there's a suffix if the amoritz took it off or not. So it's a suffix if it's mechuyev in Maaser Oni or not. So you have to be mafresh Maaser Oni, but you're allowed to keep it and eat it for yourself. Because since it's only a shal and din mumnis, so you have to give it or not, that's always the klal of hamoitzim mechaveru all of a raya. Before I have to give away money, you have to bring a raya that you deserve it. So here there's no raya, it's only a suffix. And the Gemara always says the mai is a very shvach resuffix. Because maybe a raya says the svara that raiva amaris was, did take off all the maiser. It was only a muta, the muta didn't take it off. So it's a big suffix. So therefore, din mamnis, you don't have to give it away. Like Rashi says, hamoitzim mechaveru all of a raya. As soon as you're mafresh, you yourself take off trumas, take off Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni. Ain't by el safek gezel levim. Now there's no kedusha on it. It's only a question: who owns it? Does it belong to levim? Does it belong to you? Vaniyim. So therefore, al mitzchavel overaya, you're allowed to keep it. Chutz mitrumas Maaser. But Mashenke trumas Maaser shebetoich Maaser Rishon oisa yitin lekoyin sheish isse v'yavin misa b'yachilosim. When you take off Maaser Rishon, halacha is, from that Maaser Rishon, you have to take off a Trumas Maaser to give the Kohen. Now that Trumas Maaser, there's an Issur D'oraisa to eat it. So therefore, when you mafrish the Maaser, the Maaser you could eat, but just you have to take off Trumas Maaser, and that you have to give away. Oysa yitin l'Kohen, sheish Issur v'oven misa b'yachilosei. Mashenke to give the actual Maaser, or the Maaser oni, the Levi Vioni Yomer, Hevi Raya Shla Yisr. Bring me a Raya that this Amoris didn't take off your mice already. Shla Kachti Mimeni. If you bring me a Raya that he did not do it, then I'll give it to you. But close the mind, you don't have a Raya that he didn't do it, there's a tzad to say maybe the first Amoris took off, therefore I don't have to give away my mice Rishon and my mice Roni. Freddy Gemara, La Mice Shein and Nifrichu. How come the Mishnah says in Demai that the Nachtum, the baker, when he buys a lot of tfu off the Amoritz, he does not have to take off Maaser Sheni. A regular person, when he buys two of an Amoritz, has to take off Maaser Sheni. How come they made a kula the Nachtum, the baker doesn't have to? This is what's negated to us. Nifnaski, the Amor, Nifrishu, let him separate the Maaser Sheni. Venisko, Venechli, Yerushalayim, let him take it and bring it up to Yerushalayim and leave it there. Like regular Maaser Sheni, like anybody else has to do when he buys Paris or two of an Amoritz. You have to be Mafrish, Maaser Sheni, and take it to Yerushalayim. So why was a Nachtum potter? Trashi nifresh of an isku. Shere yesh by iser. There's an iser has kedusha Maaser Sheni. Lo isukul lecha b'sherecha. The Torah says Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim. There's a lav. You could only eat it inside Yerushalayim. So sofit your ice is the chumra. So you have to go to chumra, take it to Yerushalayim. If yifresh of the lasak and tivloi, hoyav loy posel by midi. So why don't you have to take it up to Yerushalayim? So the Torah answers like this. Omar Ula. Mitoich sheparhadrin halolu choyftin oison, that since these parhadrin, I mean these were the people that were appointed by the king to take care of the prices of the shorim, they took care like of the in other words they set the prices in the marketplaces, and these were the people that were appointed for that. Is choyftin oison kol yud beis chodesh, as they were appointed for 1 year, for 12 months. So all those 12 months, they used to force the bakers For Imrim Lahem, they would tell them, Machru Bezoil, Machru Bezoil. You should know you have to sell all your bread very cheap. So, Le'atrichu Rabbonin. Therefore, the Rabbonin did not force the Nachtumim, the bakers, to be Mafrish Maisa Sheni. Hey, since they weren't making that much money anyway, because these people were bad to them, so therefore the Rabbonin had Rachmonos on them and part of them said, you don't have to take off Maisa Sheni. So the more my parhadrin, what's the taitch of parhadrin? Pursi. That's the Rashi says, Pekidi HaMelech. These are the people that are appointed to take over jobs for the king, like here was saying. These were people that took over to make the prices for the marketplaces. Now, before Rashi said, Le'etruchu, Rashi says, V'somchu le'mer, sh'roiv amei horetz ma'isrin hein. The Rabbanu was saying to say that we give a saymach on the roiv, that avada from roiv, the Yamaret is, it does take off true Mr. Maisus, does take off even Maisus Shani, therefore here the Rabbanan parted you. So it comes out really is when you buy something for from an Amaret, the cloud that's called Dumai, the locker is like this, that true Magdala you don't have to take off. Because that we say for sure the Amaret took off because he knows there's an Issa Dirais, the Chi of Mis if you don't, therefore he took it off. Mashenkin, the rest we have to be afraid maybe he did not take off. Therefore, Meiser Rishon and Meiser Oni, you have to be Mafresh, set it aside, but you're allowed to keep it for yourself, you don't have to give it away. The Truma Meiser, you have to take off now, Truma from that Meiser, that you have to give to a Kohen, because that's a Shalom from the Nissa, Chiv Misa. And Meiser Sheni, which also has Kedusha on it, which the Lacher is, you're not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim, that depends. Most times it is Noig, that if you buy Tfu off an Amorach, you have to take off Meiser Sheni. Only by a nachtum did they part of you say you don't have to. And the reason is because they weren't making that much money, so the Rabbanu will make all upon these nachtumim. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the test. Then the top of the Gemara, we're in the middle of the last Mishnah. The shala was why it's called Lishchas Parhadrin. The Lishcha is the room where they put the Kohen Gadol the 7 days before Yom Kippur was called Lishchas Parhadrin. So where it says it was because the Lashon of Pekidei HaMelech that they changed offices every single year. Who in the Kohanim Gedolim where Rishoyim used to die every single year. So every year was like a new room there they had. That's why it's called Lishchas Parhadrin. So one of our test says that my Parhadrin, where it says, why is it called Parhadrin? And the Gemara Pursi, it means a Lashon of Pursi. The bottom Rashi says, Pekidei HaMelech. That means people that are appointed by the king. In other words, they put you into position for 1 year. At the end of the year, you're up. The same way at that time, the Kohanim Gedolim, if you only had position for 1 year, at the end of the year, Yom Kippur used to die, and used to be another Kohen Gadol. That's why it was called Lishchas Parhadrin. And also, we had before that each Kohen Gadol used to build it up, like for himself. So every year they used to break down the old one and build up a new one because they used to be very rich then. And he died, so again, new Kohen Gadol broke it and it kept on going like this. That's what's called Parhadrin. It was changed over every year. Year by year it was changed over. Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. My Yisir, what does the Pasuk in Mishlei say? Yiras Hashem Teisif Yomim. If someone has Yiras Shemayim, he'll have a long life, he'll live long. Ushneis Rishoyim Tikzorna. But Rishoyim, people that are wicked, they'll have a short life. That goes on, Yiras Hashem Toysif Yomim Ze Mikdas Rishon. That of Yiras Hashem at Tzadik will have a long life, that goes on the Kohanim Gedolim by the base of Mikdash Rishon. Sheomad Arba Meyos V'Yeseshonim. The first base of Mikdash stood up for 410 years. That's how long the first base of Mikdash was. For Loishim Shuboy Elo Yutches Kohanim Gedolim. They only had 18 Kohanim Gedolim throughout the 410 years of the Bayis Rishon. So it's a shal if you really gerus yudches or not, even 18. The Gros says the girsha should be shneimos, there are only 12. And Taisis has a shal, Taisis says the revos gerus shemayna kahanim, there are only 8 kahanim. Then Taisis says there were really 9 kahanim gedolim, but they include also the 9 tagana kahanim. So Kit said most you had was 18 kahanim gedolim throughout the whole 410 years of the Bayis Rishon. Now, shneis rishoyim tiktsarno, that's what the Pasuk says, that a rosh will have tiktsarno, a short life, Zed Mikdash Sheni, that goes on the Kohanim Gedolim that live throughout the Beis Hamikdash Sheni. Sheomad Adalad Meis V'Yeshem Shona. The Beis Hamikdash Sheni stood for 420 years. V'Shim Shuboy Yoseh Misholosh Meis Kohanim. There were more than 300 Kohanim Gedolim they had throughout the span of 420 years. Now, Say mayhem may shona shishim shu shimon hatzadik. First you had shimon hatzadik, he lived for 40 years. So take that away from the 420. Then ushmoinim shishim shu yechonin kohen gadol. Another tzadik we had, yechonin kohen gadol, he also lived for 80 years. He would not live more, but he was a kohen gadol for 80 years. Yeah. Eser shishimish yishmoel ben pobi. You have another 10 years that this kohen gadol, Rabbi Yishmoel ben pobi. For yamilo, and some say yud aleph shishimish Rabbi Elazar ben Charsim. You have another 11 years that the Elazar ben Charsim, this kohen gadol, he lived. So these are the ones that lived for a long time. Of a mikan v'elach, after these kohanim gedolim, say v'choshev kol echod v'yechod lehoitzi shnosei. From then on, every year, the kohen gadol didn't live that year. He died on Yom Kippur. That's why they had to have more than 300 kohanim gedolim throughout the spin of the Bayis Hasheni. So what's the pshat? Why? Because since they were rishoyim, the kohanim gedolim, like we had before, they used to be very rich and used to pay more money to get into office, but they were rishoyim, therefore they used to die on Yom Kippur. So that's why every single year, come out from then on, they had to have a new kohen gadol. And that's good. That's why the lishka is called lishkas parhadrin, because every year they would change over offices like a regular pkidei hamelech. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Ben Tusoi, Mifnei Mar Chorv or Shiloh. Is what chet, what caused that the Mishkan Shiloh should be chorv, should be destroyed? Mifnei Shoho Yibor Shnei Devorim. They had two type of averus that were done then. He's the Bnei Eli, Eli's children. Gilu Arois, Ubizoin Kochim. There's a chet, we'll soon see what type of chet it was of Gilu Arois, that had to do with other ladies. Ubizoin Kochim. And they were Mavaza, the Kohanim then, where Mavaza didn't act respectful to the Kochim, to the Karbonis. Gila Arroyas, the Pasuk says, the Eli Zokin, Eli became very old, the Eli Zokin Miyoid, the Shoma Eis, Kola Shayasun Bonuf, he heard what his children were doing, the whole Yisrael, the Eis HaShayishkubon Es Hanoshim, and the way his own children were living with the ladies, had Tzoyvois Pesach Oyomoyid, that gathered together outside the Oyomoyid. So who the Pasuk says, HaShayishkubon, that they had Gila Arroyas, they used to live with those ladies that were waiting outside the Pesach Oyomoyid, that came to bring the Karbonis. So the Kohanim then used to live with him. So where's the night there? V'ya fagav the Yom Reb Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni, Omer Reb Yechanon, that kolohoi mebine Eli chotu. Einu ela toya, even though the Gemara in Shabbos says, that whoever says that the bine Eli really did a chet, they're only mistaken. In other words, really the Avera they didn't do. So b'zoi, why does the Torah say, why does the Pasuk say, yishkubu nesanosh mashma they did have znus? So Gemara said like this, not they didn't, they really didn't have znus, but just mitoich. She's sure.